Welcome to Evening Under Lamplight, the show that invites you to attend. We are coming to you from the Gwydir Street Studios of Cambridge, 105 Community Radio in Cambridge, with me, Robert Louis Abrahamson, at the mic with you this evening. Don't forget to get in touch with us at lamplight@cambridge105.fm and wander over to momentsunderlamplight.com, where you can listen to this show again and find podcasts of all the archived shows. Before we get started, I'd like to take a moment to let you know of a few changes here on the Sunday 10 o'clock slot at Cambridge 105. For the past 15 months, Evening Under Lamplight has been broadcast live on one Sunday, then there's a repeat of the show the next Sunday, and then a live show, and then the repeat, and so on. But it will relieve me of some of the burden if we do the show only once every 4 weeks. And this is fortuitous, since there's a new show at 10 o'clock on Sunday nights. Les Ray is presenting Strummers and Dreamers, which features folk music, old and new, with also a rundown on the folk scene in Cambridge. The show is going out every other Sunday at 10 o'clock, so it's this week, Evening Under Lamplight Live, next week, Strummers and Dreamers, the following Sunday, the rebroadcast of this evening's Evening Under Lamplight, and then the next Sunday, Strummers and Dreamers. Get it? I hope so, because I wouldn't want you to be confused about what's going on. And that's a lead-in to our theme this evening, Under Lamplight, Confusion. There are many different kinds of confusion, of course, and let's start with a loving spoonful song about one kind of confusion, not knowing how to make up your mind. In this case, it's the plight of some adolescent boy who's asking for sympathy because he has to choose between two girls he's attracted to. Did you ever have to make up your mind to pick up on one and leave the other behind? It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? Did you ever have to finally decide? I'm not sure I like these split infinitives. Did you ever have finally to decide? That's better. To say yes to one and let the other one ride? There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide? Sometimes there's one with big blue eyes, cute as a bunny, with hair down to here and plenty of money, and just when you think she's the one in the world, your heart gets stolen by some mousy little girl, and then you know you'd better make up your mind. Sometimes you really dig a girl the moment you kiss her, and then you get distracted by her older sister. And then in walks her father and takes you in line and says, "Better go home, son, and make up your mind." And then, you bet, you'd better finally decide. So attend to this sweet song.
Did you ever have to make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind? It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? Did you ever have to finally decide and say yes to one and let the other one ride? There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide? Sometimes there's one with big blue eyes, cute as a bunny, with hair down to here and plenty of money. And just when you think she's that one in the world, your heart gets stolen by some mousy little girl. And then you know you better make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind. It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind?
You better finally decide and say yes to one. one and let the other one cry. There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide?
That was The Loving Spoonful with Did You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind? We all probably know that scene in one way or another. As I was going through this past week playing with possible songs, thinking about confusion, a dear old song suddenly came to my mind. I don't think we've brought The Temptations onto the show before, but I kept thinking of the line, confused, misused, and in the dark. A nice rhythm and sound effect in the words. But wait till you hear the music, too. These words are the only real connection to our theme of confusion, but I'm going to use that as an excuse to play it this evening. The song comes from The Temptations' 1967 album With a Lot of Soul, a silly title with a pretty dumb album cover, in fact. But in my mind, it's the best album ever to come out of Motown. It came out the same time as Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and I used to go around saying it was the Motown's Sgt. Pepper. I used to listen to the record all the time. In fact, I think it was the only vinyl album I ever actually wore out. I did not hear it for many years until finally I found a CD copy of it, and then it all came back, clear and vibrant and still worth attending to. There are so many different voices at play here, instruments and singers and layers of different rhythms. Yes, I know, Mozart it isn't. But in its own terms, it is graceful and elegant, and Eddie Kendrick's hoarse, tender voice feels just right, as the others support him and weave around him. The words? Well, they're not all that memorable. I like the opening lines, though. The first love of your life was untrue to you, and it broke your little heart. He loved you, then he left you, confused, misused, and in the dark. Won't you let me walk into your world of darkness and confusion? Let me show you there's another side to love that's more than a sweet illusion. It's the old story of the guy coming in on the vulnerable, wounded woman, assuring her that he's better than the man who just left her. Well, let's forget that little drama and attend to the performance, which starts out very delicately.
The first love of your life wasn't true to you, and it broke your little heart. He loved you, then he left. And in the dark, won't you let me walk into your world of darkness and confusion? Let me show you there's another side to love that's more than a sweet illusion. If you just believe, just believe. This wasn't the real thing, 'cause to love is an emotion that can soothe your very soul. It brings joy to a heart of sadness and warmth to a life gone cold. Don't give it up, don't hang your head down. Life can be beautiful. Just open your heart. To love won't bring troubles, it would fade your troubles away. It would melt every dark cloud in your life and make room for a brighter day. It's too sad.
That was the Temptations, or as the MCs always called them, the Temptin' Temptations, with Two Sides to Love, from the album With a Lot of Soul. If you liked that song, and I liked it this time more than ever, look for the album With a Lot of Soul. Every track is equally ornate and elegant. In a way, that was the climax of the Motown sound, its golden age. After the Golden Age comes the Silver Age, even more ornate and with a great self-consciousness and sophistication, often more spectacular. And that's what happened with Motown, with the Temptations in particular, as their producer Norman Whitfield reshaped their sound to be part of the new genre of psychedelic soul. We're going for back-to-back Temptations this evening under lamplight and are about to hear one of the group's great psychedelic soul songs, Ball of Confusion, That's What the World Is Today. The song gives us a catalogue of the confusion facing America in 1970. It was meant as a non-threatening song, in contrast to the anti-war song War, too controversial for the Temptations, but wonderfully performed by Edwin Starr. We'll hear this track on a future show. What's interesting to us today is to listen to this catalogue of things going wrong and see how many of them are still with us, or perhaps have returned again to our world. I think I'm going to read the lyrics for you here, just so you can attend more closely to the performance itself, with its baroque confusion of voices and instruments. People moving out, people moving in, why? Because of the color of their skin. Run, 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 but you sure can't hide. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well, the only person talking about love, thy brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody is interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to our nation, ball of confusion, that's what the world is today. The sale of pills are at an all-time high. Young folks walk round with their heads in the sky. Cities aflame in the summertime, and the beat goes on. Air pollution, revolution, gun control, sound of soul, shooting rockets to the moon, kids growing up too soon. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything, and the band played on. So round and round and round we go, where the world's headed nobody knows, just a ball of confusion. Oh yeah, that's what the world is today. Fear in the air, tension everywhere, unemployment rising fast, the Beatles' new records of gas, and the only safe place to live is on an Indian reservation, and the band played on. Eve of destruction, tax deductions, city inspectors, bill collectors, mod clothes in demand, population out of hand, suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hills, people all over the world are shouting, end the war. And the band played on. Norman Whitfield's count-in at the beginning is left in, giving the song a greater sense of spontaneity or disorganization even, with the nervous bass line and then the nervous lyrics and wah-wah guitars. And that's Stevie Wonder on harmonica, as though crying out that it's all too much, it needs to stop.
People moving out, people moving in, why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
For me, and I'll set you free.
Rap on, brother, rap on.
Well, the only person talking about love, man, brother, is the preacher. many scenes. Nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation. Control the sound of soul, shooting rockets to the moon, kids growing up too soon. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
So, round and around and around we go. Where the world's headed, said nobody knows.
Tempting temptations and ball of confusion, that's what the world is today. Hey, it just so happens that this is what the world is today, too. Perhaps it's always a ball of confusion. Perhaps we'd just better accept that confusion is part of the human condition, or part of the world's makeup anyway, and stop expecting everything suddenly to become orderly. And here's where we can bring in a few sentences from Stevenson, from his essay, Crabbed Age and Youth, where he speaks of the way we keep hoping that as we grow older, we grow better and come closer to the truth of things. But it's a false hope. The older people look down on the younger generation with an absurd opinion that they are right because they're older and the youth are confused and wrong because they're younger. But what makes the older people so confident that they are right? The likelihood is that they are just as confused as the younger people. Let Stevenson continue. In short, if youth is not quite right in its opinions, there's a strong probability that age is not much more so. Undying hope is co-ruler of the human bosom with infallible credulity. A man finds he has been wrong at every preceding stage of his career, only to deduce the astonishing conclusion that he is at last entirely right. Mankind, after centuries of failure, are still upon the eve of a thoroughly constitutional millennium. Since we have explored the maze so long without result, it follows, for poor human reason, that we cannot have to explore much longer. Close by must be the centre, with a champagne luncheon and a piece of ornamental water. But how if there were no center at all, but just one alley after another, and the whole world a labyrinth without end or issue? How if there were no center at all, and the whole world a labyrinth without end or issue? Perpetual confusion, like some sort of Beckett play. In fact, Stevenson's writing often comes much closer to the theater of the absurd than many people realize. The whole world is a labyrinth without end or issue. Eh? Absurd, but nevertheless accurate. And new, what are we going to do about it? How do we face this inevitable confusion? Well, here's one way from someone called the Old Philosopher. Maybe you know this piece, but if you've never heard it before, well, it was a big hit in the mid-50s, you're in for a special treat.
Hiya, folks. You say you lost your job today. You say it's 4 a.m. and your kids ain't come home from school yet. You say your wife went out for a corned beef sandwich last week and the corned beef sandwich came back, but she didn't. You say your furniture's out all over the sidewalk because you can't pay the rent and you got chapped lips and paper cuts and your feet's all swollen up and blistered from pounding the pavement looking for work. Is that what's troubling you, fella?
Lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with a dignity and stick to it and you'll show the world, you'll show the world to get off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That ship...
Hey there, friend. You say your radiators didn't work all winter, and now that it's summer, they started up again and you can't turn them off? You say your wife sent your lightweight suits to the cleaners, and that means you'll have to wear your itchy tweeds this morning when they say it'll hit 106? And you gotta meet an important businessman in an hour? And your bridge just broke, and you pasted it together with bubble gum, and you hope it don't fall apart while you're doing some fast talking to this man? And your shoelace just busted. And you open a big cut on your cheek trying to even out your sideburns. And your daughter's gone out with a convict. And your wife just confessed she gave you last $60 as a deposit on an airplane hangar. Is that what's troubling you, friend?
Lift your head up high and take a walk in it.
Hey there, cousin. You say you can't pull your car out of the mud and you're in the middle of nowhere and it's pouring rain and you can't get the top back up and your paycheck's all blurred and your foot went right through the gas and your girl's screaming bloody murder, she's scared of the dark and a stroke of lightning splits your motor in half and your suit's shrinking up fast and you start up the windy road on foot and 60 yards of barbed wire hits you right smack in a push. And your boat falls down in the mud and a wild animal comes over and runs away with your shoes. And your car blows up suddenly and your windshield wiper ends up in your mouth and you can't move and the mud's rising up to your nostrils and you're sinking fast and you don't hear your girl screaming anymore. Is that what's on your mind, cousin?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with a dignity and stick-to-itiveness and you show the world, you show the world to get off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up that ship.
And now, this is the old philosopher saying, so long, folks.
Okay, that was Eddie Lawrence with The Old Philosopher. One of those guys who began his career in the Borscht Belt. You know, I met someone the other day who said to me that she especially likes the way Evening Under Lamplight is able to shift from the serious to the comic, the absurd to the sublime, and, well, thanks. It's just something I can do. There's always something absurd in the most profound things. But this old philosopher, is there anything profound or even serious here, or even in good taste? Well, there's that bit about the kids not coming home from school and it's 4 o'clock in the morning, or the guy and his gal stuck in the mud and he no longer hears his girl's screams. That's pretty serious, I guess, especially in our hypersensitive times when we have to watch everyone's feelings. But let's not confuse serious with solemn, or we'll end up deeper in the mud than this poor Schlemiel. And of course, remember, never give up, never give up, never give up. Bump, bump. The ship. And that's all I have to say about that. And you're listening to Community Radio in Cambridge, Cambridge 105, and it's your friendly Sunday night evening under lamplight with me, Robert Louis Abrahamson, attending with you to, confusion. Some people, of course, like confusion. Who wants the world to be clear? It would only show up how sordid things are. And this reminds me of the lyrics to an obscure Kinks song, When I Turn Out the Living Room Light, sung by some guy who wants to turn off the living room light so he doesn't have to see the woman he's with. His wife, his girlfriend, whom he's about to cuddle? I don't know. Here are some of the lines. I'm not going to be playing the song, but I just want to share the lines. He comes across as really quite reasonable as he proposes to turn off the lights. Well, it's not that you are ugly, and I'm not being cruel. It helps me to relax, dear. It helps to keep me cool. Now, I'm not intending to make you feel ashamed. What's wrong in me pretending? 'Cause you can't help being plain. Your nose may be bulbous, your face may be spotty, your skin may be wrinkled and tight, but I don't want to see you the way that you are, so I turn off the living room light. Is this cruel? Is he rubbing it in that she's not very good-looking? Ah, but wait. Watch him shift from you to we. We don't feel so ugly. We don't feel so draggy. We don't feel so twisted up tight. And we don't feel as ugly as we really are when we turn off the living room light. The confusion of darkness is preferable to the clarity of our own ugliness. Well, this is not an attractive or a very wise attitude, but it's one we all probably feel at one time or another. The song we're going to hear from the Kinks, though, is called Misty Water, perhaps just as neurotic as When I Turn Out the Living Room Light, but much less harsh. The music and the singing are gaga, as we can almost hear this guy parading his lunacy in front of us. He, along with Maria and her daughters, likes the confusion of seeing everything in a misty morning glaze, where everything looks lovely. Only straight and narrow people are afraid of confusion. By the town of Straight and Narrow, there's a dark and misty glade. Everything is hazy, so the people are afraid. All except Maria's daughters, who believe in misty ways. Everything is lovely in a misty morning glaze. And then we get the same situation as in the living room light, but softer, thanks to the confusion of the misty water. Though Maria is not lovely, she's the lady of my dreams, 'cause I see my lady through a misty, silky screen, and seeing is believing, but I can't believe my eyes. Everything is lovely in a misty paradise. Here's someone who chooses delusion over reality. That was a common theme in many Kinks songs. Let's attend to it.
By the town of Straight and Narrow, there's a dark and misty glade. Everything is hazy, so the people are afraid. Once Maria's daughters will believe in misty ways. Everything is lovely in a misty morning. Water, I like fog and haze, and Maria and her daughters, they like misty water. I like misty water, I like fog and haze, and Maria and her daughters, take a sip of misty water. Thank you.
Charming, isn't it? Charming, of course, in the sense of a charm or a spell cast upon us to our confusion. And that reminds me of another song about a different angle of confusion, trying to confuse someone else in order to escape. I was hoping to play this song on our show on magic, which will come to you as soon as I can arrange for the busy Neil Henry to come into the studio. He promises me he can do magic tricks on the radio. I have never learned to doubt his claims. This song is called Two Magicians, about a man magician and a woman a magician. He is chasing her to get her maidenhood, and she flees from him. It's one of those shape-shifting stories where she turns into one thing to escape him, and he turns into something else that preys on that shape, and on and on. It's an old Scottish folk song called originally The Twa Magicians, but it's okay for Steel Eyes Span to anglicize it, since they add so much to it with Matty Pryor's voice and the exuberant fun they have with the rhythm, guitar, bass, and drum, exchanging the syncopation with an increasing intensity. See what I mean?
She looked out of the window as white as any milk, and he looked in at the window as black as any silk. Hello, 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 you call blacksmith. You have done me no harm. You never shall have me made, and at the time that's along, I'd rather die a maid. I would think you set and be buried all in the grave. And I have such a nasty, husky, dusky, fusky, musky call. Dog and fetched her back again. Hello, 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 yeah.
his mother, they're all around.
Hello, 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 you go, blacksmith, you have done me no harm. You never shall have me made an head, the time gets so long. I'd rather die a maid, ah, but then she said, I'll be buried all in me grave. The last and lasty, husky, dusky, fusky, musky, calm.
That was Two Magicians by Steel Eye Span. What can be more confusing than a shapeshifter? But then, of course, we are all shapeshifters, though not quite as dramatic as these two magicians. Confusion is essential, as the myths tell us, since it is only by facing and submitting to confusion that we are enabled to rise above our egos, become unified with something larger than ourselves, and become transformed. Remember what happened to Job. He had to undergo terrible confusion, not able to find any meaning in his suffering. But through his honest attention to his suffering, in the end he came to a much deeper relationship with God, a relationship in his heart rather than one in which he just did everything he was told to do. But we've talked about these themes in other shows and will attend to them again in the future. For now, before we close, let's look at some other ways we can make sense of the confusion of the world. First, I'd like to bring into the studio one of the great sages, George Eliot, who packs her novels with little comments addressed to us, little nuggets of wisdom. In Middlemarch, she speaks about the curious scientific fact that if we look closely at a mirror or a shiny piece of metal that has been rubbed with a cleaning cloth, we will discover that it is minutely and multitudinously scratched in all directions. A confusion of scratches. But, she says, place now against it a lighted candle as a center of illumination, and lo, the scratches will seem to arrange themselves to a fine series of concentric circles round that little sun. That is, the scratches form the pattern of a series of circles around the flame of the candle. We know from our own previous observation that the scratches form a confused pattern, going everywhere impartially, as Eliot put it, and it is only your candle which produces the flattering illusion of a concentric arrangement, its lights falling with an exclusive optical selection. Okay, do you get the picture? The candle lights up only those scratches that form circles around the flame. No more confusion. Everything revolves around the flame. This, George Eliot says, is a parable. The scratches are events, and the candle is the egoism of any person. What does this mean? My egoism, my self-centered view of the world, tends to see all the confused events going on around me only as they affect me. So that takes care of confusion, doesn't it? All the various motives lying behind other people's actions? Forget the confusion. Let me just see them as they affect me. I was thinking of a song to go here, and when it comes to egoism, I think we need no one better than Randy Newman, most of whose characters see the world only as it affects them. Nasty sons of bitches, we might say. Let's take the song Easy Street from Randy's recent Harps and Angels album. You see, it's easy to deal with the confusion of the world if you're rich and famous. You're on Easy Street, and everything goes your way. Your little candle gets huge reflectors, so it seems like there's nothing else to worry about except your own wishes. I know I've read a lot of lyrics this evening, and I'm going to read these too. It's not always easy to pick out the words to a Randy Newman song. They go like this. Satisfaction guaranteed. Getting everything you need, hand-delivered, quite discreet, 'cause you're on Easy Street. Any place you want to go, we'll call ahead and let them know. Get you in through the back door, but you can get a front row seat, 'cause you're on Easy Street. All your old friends, I know you love them so. Gonna break your heart, but you gotta let them go. Your friends up here must be the elite. You'll like everyone you meet. On Easy Street, life is sweet. Accommodations can't be beat on Easy Street. Easy Street, here's your seat. Watch the world roll by at your feet. Don't look down. That is, don't attend to the confusion all around. Don't look down. That's it. Doesn't matter if you act a little strange. Do your worst. Don't ever change. 'Cause no matter what you do, you think anyone up here is ever going to say no to you? Nah. Now, you don't know how you got here and how the whole world knows your name. Forget about it. Relax. Enjoy yourself. Everywhere you go, they're glad you came. Baby, you're on easy street. Life is sweet. Let them worship at your feet on easy street.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Getting everything you need and deliver. Why discreet? 'Cause you're on easy street. Any place you wanna go, we'll call ahead, let them know. Get you into the back door, you get a front room seat, 'cause you're on easy street. Are your old friends, I know you love them so. It's gonna break your heart, but won't have to let them go. Your friends up here must be the elite. You like everyone you meet on easy street. Life is sweet. Accommodations can't be beat on easy street. Look down. That's it. The matter you act a little strange. Do your worst. Don't ever change. But no matter what you do, you think anyone up here is ever gonna say no to you? No.
Randy Newman telling us what it's like on Easy Street. The inevitable confusion of the world, that labyrinth without end or issue. Forget about it. Relax. Enjoy yourself. It's like that remark someone made about George Bush, for whom there were only two kinds of people in the world, us and the help. For us, that is George Bush, life is Easy Street. The confusion of the world, including the terrible, messy confusion caused by our own selfish behavior? Hey, that's what the help is for. Let them deal with it. I'm sure George Bush sees Barack Obama as someone like the cleaning service that used to come in to clean up after his drunken parties in the old days. Is there any chance we can get away from this? Well, we could try to blow out the candle and return to the confused scratches, but alas, the candle of our egoism is like one of those joke birthday candles that appear to go out when you blow it, but then spring back into flame 2 seconds later. The ego's like that. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't keep trying. There must be some way to extinguish even a joke candle. Maybe all it takes is a little humility, a willingness to accept that life is confusing, that the world is a labyrinth without end or issue, and not to feel threatened by the confusion, or what's worse, to feel guilty that we haven't sorted everything out yet. Remember the Temptations ball of confusion. After each rapid listing of the confusing items in our world, Melvin Franklin, the bass, came in with the line, "And the band played on." The band, I suppose, is our own series of attempts to face confusion non-judgmentally. But I'm not suggesting that we live in complete confusion all the time. There are ways we can impose some order on the confusion. Or, in a phrase I like from Henry Adams, we can run order through chaos. Henry Adams puts it like this: "From cradle to grave, this problem of running order through chaos, direction through space, discipline through freedom, unity through multiplicity, has always been and must always be the task of education." So that's what education is about. Not just schooling, but all our lifelong attempt to get an understanding of the world. It's our attempt to run order through chaos. We're trying to make sense of things. But here's a little gloss on that line from my old professor, Ted Baird. "The existence of chaos is a fact of experience," he says. The existence of chaos is a fact of experience. We encounter it daily, hourly. We know it is, even though when we begin to talk about it, we make some kind of order. It can be referred to and pointed at by many different sets of words, many different metaphors. It's those many different sets of words, many different metaphors that can help us here. They can run order through chaos, or as Baird preferred to put it, run orders through chaos. We apply language to the confusion around us, putting up labels for things, or through metaphor, speaking about one thing by reference to another thing. But these words don't last for very long. A metaphor, after all, as Robert Frost said, is only a momentary stay against confusion. But maybe that's enough. Anyway, that's about all we're given. These momentary stays against confusion, like this radio show. For the hour that we spend together, we try to run a few orders through the chaos of our everyday life. And then the chaotic confusion breaks in again. Welcome, chaos. Good to see you again, confusion. And now we have the choice of sitting still in mindful awareness of the chaos, a surreal phantasmagoria that comes to us for free, or we can throw up a few words, a metaphor or two, a piece of artwork, a song, a dance, something to express some meaning in the confusion, knowing that we haven't vanquished the confusion, just sorted it for a brief spell. The words, in fact, are indeed like spells or charms, the temporary magic of order through chaos. The mystical magic, in fact. Words are flying out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe.
Are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Only like a million eyes, they call me on and on. across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Suns, it calls me on and on across the universe.
Jai Guru Deva Om, sings John Lennon with Across the Universe, giving thanks to the Divine Master. And nothing's going to change my world. Is that solipsism, the easy street he was living on? Or is it an acknowledgement of that labyrinth without end or issue? Nothing's going to change the fact that the world is filled with confusion. And now it's time for our final piece of music. You've been waiting, I'm sure, to see which of Dylan's many songs about confusion we'd include here. The Ballad of the Thin Man seems a good one, but no, let's take a more directly confused song, Mixed Up Confusion. Even though the song has electric backing, it's actually an early song from 1962, an outtake from the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan album. And in fact, it was his first single, can you imagine? We can tell it's an early song, though, because of his very youthful voice, as he kind of jumps for joy over the words, goofing around and having great fun. You see, this is yet another way to handle the chaos of our lives. Just celebrate the mixed-up confusion like this.
I got mixed-up confusion, man, and it's a-killing me. There's too many people, and they're all too hard to please. And my hat's in my hand, babe, I'm walking down the line. I'm looking for a woman with a head mixed up like mine. Like a stranger any world I'm living in. But I'm walking and wandering. My poor feet don't ever stop. Seeing my reflection, I'm hung over, hung down, hung up.
I'm looking for a woman with a head mixed up like mine. Aren't we all? Only the people who live in the town of Straight and Narrow want someone who has all the answers. It's time to close. He feels like a stranger in the world he's living in, and yet he's walking and wondering. I'm hung over, hung down, hung up. And here comes Vivaldi nudging me out of the studio. It's time for us to be hung over, hung down, hung up, and to hang up, too. You've been listening to Evening Under Lamplight on Cambridge's Community Radio, Cambridge 105. And now for me, Robert Louis Abrahamson, looking forward to getting together again in 4 weeks' time. That's October 30th. What shall we do? Something Halloweenish? Maybe. Probably not. We'll see. And now, good night. We're going to have our six beeps to show us off. Bye-bye.